In today's capsule episode, you'll discover why you should choose enoughness over perfection.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast helping parents of LGBTQ plus kids move from fear to fierce allyship and feel less alone and more informed so you can protect what matters, raise brave kids, and spark collective change. I'm Heather Huster. Let's get started.
Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Huster. Today is day one of our 12-day holiday capsule, More Human Moments for the Most Wonderful and Complicated Time of the Year. The next 12 days will guide you through simple exercises and responses to empower you and help you stay grounded and reflective. You don't have to conform to holiday pressure. Your peace and presence are the rebellion. These are not fluffy holiday tips. They're real moments for real humans. By the end of today's short reflection, you'll understand why holiday overwhelm hits so hard for parents and allies of LGBTQ plus kids. You will learn one powerful practice to shift from perfection to enoughness. And you will experience a 60-second grounding ritual you can use anytime things start to escalate, inside or outside your body. Let's get into it. So imagine this scenario. You are in the kitchen juggling three dishes, checking the oven timer, answering a text from a relative who's running late, and mentally tracking how your queer kid is doing in the other room with family you're not totally sure is safe. Someone sees the stress on your face and says, "Relax, it's just one meal." And you feel your chest tighten because it is so clearly not just one meal. The holiday season can bring out the best and the most stressed in every single one of us. Even with the soft lights and warm traditions, we often feel like we're sprinting towards some invisible finish line of getting it right. And if you're a parent or ally of an LGBTQ plus child, you're carrying extra layers. The mental checklist of safety, inclusion, and emotional attunement. You're running interference with relatives, monitoring conversations, trying to create a safe little bubble of belonging. And underneath all of that lives this pressure to make the holidays magical. What I want you to hear is this. Magic doesn't come from perfection. Magic comes from presence, being present. When we aim for a flawless holiday, we disconnect from the humans we love and from ourselves. But when we choose enoughness, we create emotional room to breathe, to notice, to be with instead of performing for. Enoughness sounds like, I don't need to orchestrate everything. It's okay if plans shift. My worth isn't measured by everything I do during the holiday season. My child just needs me regulated, not perfect. Enoughness is not giving up. It's giving yourself permission to be human, especially in a season that promotes absurd expectations. So here's today's strategy. Shift from, I have to make this perfect, to what would be enough for today to feel okay? Here is your ritual for today. If you can, grab a candle. If not, imagine one. Take a moment to just settle into your body. You're going to take three separate breaths. On the first breath, you're going to inhale ease and exhale urgency. On breath two, inhale compassion exhale perfection. Breath three, inhale enoughness. Exhale everything that can wait. Now whisper to yourself either out loud or inside your heart, for today, this is enough. Let that be your anchor. As you reflect later, think about what being enough means for you. Thank you for taking this moment with me. You showed up, and that's already enough. If this grounded you, come back tomorrow for day two, where we will talk about preparing boundaries before stepping into complicated family spaces. And if you want some deeper support, you can subscribe to my newsletter for weekly guidance. Take a breath, let yourself be enough, and remember, more human really is more kind.